From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Primetime Emmys will be handed out on Sunday night, and one television show in particular looks to clean up. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Glee, the wildly popular comedy on Fox, has 19 nominations. That's the most of any show. And joining me now to talk about the Emmys from NPR West is Stacey Wilson of The Hollywood Reporter. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And what do you think? Can Glee be stopped?
You know, all signs point to Glee winning. The only show that could unseat Glee from the Emmys Sunday night is Modern Family, another very beloved comedy. But Glee has dominated the pop culture landscape for more than a year now, and it would seem that it is actually the favorite, a very clear favorite, actually, and which is pretty rare for a new show. The last few years has been dominated by 30 Rock. This is kind of an exciting development.
This is the comedy category, and absent from it is the conventional sitcom, the situation comedy that we think of.
That's true. What we would call laugh track sitcoms, absent this year is How I Met Your Mother and Two and a Half Men. But yes, it's interesting. All the comedies have what we would consider a filmic quality. The Office and Modern Family have that mockumentary style. And Nurse Jackie, Glee, Curb, and 30 Rock all have what we would consider single camera filmic sort of style that feels more like a mini movie than it does a sort of laugh track sitcom that we sort of all grew up watching.
Yes, what you're saying is if we went to the movie theater and saw something that was a living room with angles from different cameras on the different categories, it would be terrible.
Exactly.
We wouldn't sit through that movie. Now the kind of technique you'd see in a movie is more likely to be seen on television.
Right, and because dramas have become so sophisticated, now we have Mad Men, Dexter, Lost, Breaking Bad, True Blood. These shows feel like movies each week, which is why they're so incredibly appealing. So I do feel like the folks who create comedy have taken a page from that, and comedy has never been more sophisticated as it is today.
Do you think that we're now seeing Emmys for TV shows in the age of high def and big flat screens in people's homes, and perhaps you know, people paying a little bit more attention to what it looks like?
Well, I think that the technology has been enhanced, and also, you know, the availability of shows online, the Hulus, that you can download full episodes of shows from various network sites. I mean, that's incredible. But I also think more it's just people are becoming more homebodies, that movies are very expensive and they're not that great for the most part.
Right.
And I think people are just enjoying being home. They have their nice TVs. They have their DVRs. I mean, I personally spend most of my weekend catching up on all the shows that I record, and, you know, I'd rather do that than drive to the mall and park and go through all that hassle.
Well, you mentioned Mad Men. Lots of nominations in the drama category for Mad Men, but some competition this year for that show.
Definitely some competition. The AMC's other drama, Breaking Bad, that has been kind of always been the close second. I mean, Bryan Cranston, the lead of Breaking Bad, he's won the last 2 years, and the show's absolutely just groundbreaking, very gritty. I don't know if it's caught on with viewers to the same degree as Mad Men. It could be a sort of dark horse this year, but we are actually favoring CBS's The Good Wife, which is very interesting. It's the only new show.
You said CBS for a second. I can't remember what that is. It's an actual network that's actually in competition.
You know, CBS always gets a lot of flack, but you know what? They have done extremely well the last few years. The CSI franchise is a sure thing. I mean, people love those shows. Obviously, Survivor still does very well, but in the drama contender category, this is the first breakout competitor that they've had. It's only been on one season, the return of Julianne Margulies, who people love, obviously, from her ER days. She's definitely also favored to win the best actress in a drama category as well.
Now, the Emmys are on NBC on Sunday, and it could be interesting if Conan O'Brien, who's nominated for his now defunct version of The Tonight Show, were to be called up if he were to win on NBC. Remotely possible?
You know, we actually had a story in yesterday's paper at The Hollywood Reporter about he does have an embargo about what he can and can't say on the air. But I think everyone is very excited, including myself, to see what happens if he gets on stage. I think everyone's rooting for him because it's such a bizarre situation. But it would be kind of a sweet victory for him to win for that very, very short-lived Tonight Show.
Well, thank you, Stacey.
Thank you very much.
It's Stacey Wilson of The Hollywood Reporter talking about the Emmys.